至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
百姓回答说，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神。
以耶和华我们的神称将我们和我们列祖从埃及地的为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行了那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。
耶和华又把这些这个亚摩利人都从我们面前赶出去，所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。
约书亚对百姓说，你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是神圣的神，是祭邪的神，必不赦免你们过犯罪恶。你们若
离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦神，耶和华在降服之后必转而将祸于你们，使你把你们灭绝。
百姓回答约书亚说，不然我们一定要侍奉耶和华。
约书亚对百姓说，你们选定耶和华要侍奉他，你们自己做见证吧。他们说，我们愿意做见证。
约书亚说，你们现在要除掉中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。
百姓回答约书亚说，我们必侍奉耶和华我们的神，听从他的话。
当日约书亚就与百姓立约，在世界为他们立定律，立定律例典章。
约书亚将这些话都写在神的律法书上，又将一块大石头立在橡树下耶和华的圣所旁边。
约书亚对百姓说，看那这石头可以向我们做见证，摩西听见耶和华所吩咐我们的一切话。倘若你们背弃你们的神，这石头就可以向你们做见证。
于是约书亚打发百姓各归自己的地业去了。
OK， 我们停在这。
OK， yeah. OK， let's pray together。
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word today。
主啊，我们要谢谢您给我们今天这样的话语。
We know it's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path。
我们知道这是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
We know it's like a hammer that breaks a hard rock in pieces。
这就像一个锤，把我们心里的石头敲碎。
We know that it's a sharp two-edged sword。
这就像三尖两刃的刀。
It cuts into the thoughts and intents of our heart。
它剖开我们的心思意念，探明我们一切的思想。
We know that it is your will, your mind at our fingertips。
主啊，是您的。旨意是您的意思，带领我们。
As we turn the pages of this book and read it, it opens up life to us.
当我们打开这个书来读它的时候，这就展开了我们的生命，把您的生命赐给了我们。
Thank you for all the new people who came today.
我们也为今天来的新人献上感恩。
And for those who come on a regular basis.
也为那长期定期来我们中间的人献上感恩。
And we do remember Harold and Norma today.
我们也纪念 Harold 和 Norma 今天。
Pray, Father, that they will be rested and refreshed and come back to us very soon.
让他们能够得到好的休息，尽快的康复，回到我们中间来。
We ask your blessing on our study in the name of the Lord Jesus.
求你祝福我们今天的学习，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Okay, we're using the same outline that we used last week.
我们今天用了同样的这个单章，和上周一样。
Okay. Yes, same as last week. Yeah. Okay. Let me give a brief review of the first 13 verses of the chapter 24.
那我们先简单回顾一下前面的13节，24章的十，一共前面13节。
What we have is what we would call a thumbnail sketch, a very short, concise, summary of the nation of Israel.
这十三节就是一个特别简洁的总结关于以色列人的历史。
The summary starts with the father of Abraham.
这个故事是从亚伯拉罕的父亲开始的。
And it traces the nation of Israel right from Abraham right through to the promised land.
而且就从后面亚伯拉罕一直讲到了他们进到迦南美地。
There is one word in the first 13 verses that is repeated over and over and over.
有一个词呢在这十三节里面反复的出现。
It is the personal pronoun I.
这就是那个主语我。
And it refers to God.
他在讲神自己。
So in verse 3, he says, I took your father Abraham.
所以在第三节说呢我带领你们的父亚伯拉罕。
In verse 4, I gave unto Isaac and Jacob.
在第四节说呢他说我又把这个字地呢赐给以撒和雅各。
And then right through all the verses, you just briefly scan those verses, you'll see that little phrase, I did this, I did that, I, and it's all that God did for these people.
然后在第五节往后你会不断的看见这个句式重复我做这个我做那个都是神把以色列人一路看顾带领的。
He led them,And he fought for them.
他带领他们，他也为他们征战。
And in verse 13, he says, I have given you a land for which you did not work and cities that you did not build.
13节说呢，他说我赐给你们地图啊，你们不是自己建的，城邑呢，也不是你们自己造的。
He said, you live in these cities that you did not build.And you eat from the gardens that you did not plant.
然后你们住在其中呢，也吃你们所栽种的橄榄园、葡萄园的这个果子，你们不是你们栽的。
So, Joshua is bringing these people. Now, I should say, Joshua now is the leader of these Israelites.
约书亚呢，是现在这些以色列人的头了。
Could anybody tell me who the leader was before Joshua?
谁能告诉我耶稣亚之前的那个头是谁？
摩西。
Yes, yes.
是摩西。
So now, Joshua is their leader, and Joshua is encouraging the people to make a decision.
然后耶稣亚现在是他们的头，那他要鼓励或者推动所有的当时的这些以色列人去做一个决定。
So, in verse 15, he says to them, choose today who you will serve.
所以十五节说，他说你要今天选择你们侍奉谁。
Now notice your outline. Look at the top of your outline.
然后这张单张呢，你看那个顶上。
The question is asked, who are you serving?
那问题就是你选择服侍谁。
The world's philosophy is if you get a good enough education and work hard enough, everybody will serve you.
地上的教育呢是如果你只要努力足够努力你有一个很好的教育背景那别人都会来服侍你。
Most people, do not have as their ambition to be a servant.
没有人会把成为仆人作为自己人生的目标。
Most of us want to be the boss.
我们每个人都想成为老板。
We want others to serve us.
我们希望别人来服侍我。
However, the Bible is very clear that as human beings on this earth, we are never the boss.
但是圣经告诉我们呢我们在这地上的人呢从来不可能成为那主成为那老板。
Jesus said that there are only two groups or two families and you belong to one of them.
耶稣说呢其实只有两种的两群的人两个家庭的人你或者属于这家或者属于那家。
In all of the world, there are only two groups.
全世界的人呢，就这么两群。
And it's not Chinese and Russians or French or Americans. We're not talking about those kind of groups.
我们并不是说呢是中国人还是法国人还是美国人，不是这样的分类。
We're talking really about two families who have two fathers at the head of those families.
那我们这是只是在讲呢，有两个家，他们两个家有两个不同的父。
And the Bible is very clear that ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, of Eden, that, they now belong to the family of Satan.
所以圣经告诉我们，在亚当和夏娃在伊甸园吃了那果子以后呢，从他们开始以及他们之后的后人类的后代就都已经成为撒旦这一家的人了。
And every child that is born into the world is born into Satan's family. I was born into Satan's family. My father was born into Satan's family. My children are born into Satan's family.
每一个地上所生的人，当他们生的时候，他就生在这撒旦的家。那我、我的父亲、我的后代都是这样出生的。
Now, most people don't even know this.
很多的人呢，甚至不了解这件事情。
And if they were told this, they would be angry and they would deny it.
如果他被告知这样的事实，他会很生气，他会否认。
However, the scriptures are very, very clear. You're either inSatan's family, or you're in God's family.
但是呢，圣经讲得非常的清楚，你或者是在撒旦的家，你或者是在神的家。
So, in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, if you're taking notes, just write it down, we won't turn there.
在罗马书的五章十二节，大家可以之后去看啊，没关系。
The Bible says, as by one man, sin entered into the world.
圣经是这么说的，因为一个人呢，罪就进了世界。
And who was the one man?
谁是那一个人呢？
Adam.
亚当。
Okay. So ever since Adam, sin entered into the world, what else entered into the world when Adam sinned?
那其他呢？还因为亚当犯罪了，还有什么进到了世界
？Death，
死。除了罪哈。
Death. See, before Adam sinned, no death.
因为在亚当犯罪之前呢，是没有死的。
Remember, God said to Adam, "In the day that you eat of the forbidden fruit, you will surely die."
别忘了神对亚当说的很清楚，你吃那果子的日子呢，必定死。
Okay.So sin entered in and death by sin.
所以呢罪因为亚当进来了，然后呢死又因为罪进来了。
Did you know if there was no sin, there would be no death?
你知道呢，如果没有罪呢就没有死。
If there was no sin in the world, you would never need a doctor. There would be no sickness.
如果地上是没有罪呢，你就不需要医生了，因为也不会有病痛。
You would never need a policeman. There would be no crime.
你也不需要一个警察，因为不会有犯罪。
You would never need a funeral home. There would be no funerals.
你也不需要葬礼的服饰，丧礼的仪式，因为你没有葬礼。
You would never, need prisons.Because there would be no one going to prison.
也不需要监狱了，因为没人需要去监狱。
Sin does all of this.
这是一切都是罪的后果。
Now, let's ask ourselves the question, how is sin passed on in the human race?
那我们问自己一个问题，那罪是怎么样在人类当中传承的呢？
Again, if you're taking notes, you could write down Romans 3:23.
如果你记笔记呢，你就可以写下来是罗马书的三章的二十三节。
Yeah, it says, all have sinned. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So we say, well, how did I become a sinner?
你会说呢，我怎么成为一个罪人的呢？
You were born.
你生来就是这样。
You were born. That's all you had to do to become a sinner, just be born.
所以生呢，就是带给我们就这个礼物，就是一个罪人。
Well, you say, well, I don't think that's fair. I didn't have a chance.
你会说这太不公平了，我没有机会啊。
Well, when you were born, nobody told you that you had to sin.
但是当你出生的时候呢，没有人告诉你你一定要犯罪。
But do you know the Bible says that the children go forth from the womb speaking lies?
你知道，从人从母腹开始就是犯罪的，就是撒谎的。
Yeah. And in other words, you sinned by choice, even as a little child. Nobody told you you had to sin, but you actually had a nature that was sinful.
虽然没有人教你去犯罪，去撒谎，但是我们有一个这样的犯罪的本性，我就自己会去这么做。
Did you ever notice that you don't have to teach a child to lie or be selfish? You have to teach the child not to lie and have to teach the child to share, not be selfish.
你会发现呢，你不用去教孩子，撒谎和自私，但你一定要教孩子不要撒谎和跟人分享，不要自私。
It seems that we always want to do the wrong thing and not the right thing.
因为呢，这里你就很明显看见呢，我们总是喜欢做那错的，所以你需要花努力去告诉他什么是对的，把他拽回来。
The Bible says, "Children, obey your parents."
圣经说呢，孩子总是要顺服父母。
Because most children don't obey their parents.
就是因为呢，大部分孩子都是不顺服父母。
And we probably didn't obey our parents.
我们也没有顺服我们的父母。
So here's the way it goes. Adam sinned, and then Adam had two sons. You remember that?
然后故事继续往下走呢，亚当犯罪了，亚当有两个儿子，还记得吗？
You remember the names of those two sons?
你记得这两个儿子的名字吗？
Cain and Abel. Yeah.
该隐和亚伯。
Yeah. And we remember the sad story that Cain was jealous of his brother Abel and he killed his brother.
我们都知道这个故事，那个该隐嫉妒他的弟弟亚伯，把他杀了。
Yeah. So, the Bible says sin is inherited from your parents. So I'm a sinner because my father was a sinner, and my father was a sinner because his father was a sinner, and it's just passed on.
圣经说呢，你的罪呢就是从父亲那边来的，就我是个罪人，就是因为我父亲是个罪人，我父亲是罪人是因为他父亲是个罪人，一代一代上去。
If you visit a person who is sick, maybe they have a cold or a flu or some illness that is contagious, if you visit that person, they can give you that illness. You can catch that from that person.
我们都知道呢，如果你去拜访一个病人，他有感冒，他有其他的这个病症，这样的病是可能传给你的。
See, germs can be passed on through drinking or coughing or touching. Germs are passed on to other people.
对，所以细菌呢，它是可以往外传的，比如说通过咳嗽啊，通过这个接触啊，它是可以往外传的。
So sin is like that. Sin is passed on from one generation to the next generation.
罪就跟这个道理是一样的，罪也是一代一代，也是一个一个往外传的。
Let's suppose that I am very healthy and I go to visit my friend who is very sick.
你想一想这个情形，假设我很健康，我去拜访我的朋友，他病得很重。
I cannot communicate my health to him, but he can communicate his sickness to me.
你会发现呢，我不能把我的健康传染给他，但是他可以把他的病传染给我。
So sin is passed on from generation to generation.
所以罪呢是一代一代的传下去的。
But we ask ourselves the question, well, how then, how can I get rid of the sin in my life?
那你会问呢，我怎么样把这个罪在我的生命当中除去呢？
God has a plan.
神就有一个计划了。
He sent his son Jesus into the world to take away the sins of the world.
他把他的圣子基督呢，耶稣呢，带到世界上来，除掉世上的罪。
Maybe we could put it like this. Jesus is the cure for sin.
我们可以这么来表达，耶稣就是罪的那个医治方法。
Think about it like this. If you had, let's say you have some disease, let's say you have cancer.
假设呢，你有一些病，假设是癌症。
Back there, yeah. You want more?
It's okay.
Okay. And you went to the doctor and you got treatment for cancer.
那你去看医生呢，你得到了一个治疗癌症的方式。
Okay. And the treatment worked, and you were healed.
然后呢，这个治疗的方法真的有效，你得医治了。
You cannot pass that healing on to someone else, but you could tell someone else, if you go and have this treatment, then maybe you could be healed.
所以呢，你不能怎么做？你不可能把你得医治的这个健康呢给另外的朋友，但是你可以告诉那个朋友，你要跟我一样呢。也到那里去呢，你也可以得医治。你可以告诉他。
See, salvation, is like that. I go to Jesus to have my soul healed, to have forgiveness of my sins, but I can't pass that on to someone else, but I can tell them, if you go to Jesus, you can have your sins forgiven.
所以救恩也是一模一样的。我呢，在耶稣那呢，得着我灵魂的救恩，那我得着我罪的赦免。我得到了那个最好的，但是我不能把这个呢传给别人，但是我可以把这个好消息告诉别人。所以你也有同样的问题，你呢要如果也到耶稣那里去呢，你也可以得到同样的医治。
Okay. So, sin is transmitted from one person to the other, but salvation is not transmitted from one to the other.You always have to go back to the source of forgiveness. So God has no grandchildren. Every person must come themselves. Righteousness is not passed on.
所以罪呢是可以一直传的，但是呢你的救恩呢，你的义呢，你必须得回到那个源头，那个救恩的源头，就医治的源头去。所以每一个人都自己来到上帝的面前去得到这个医治，这就是我们常说的上帝没有孙子的说法，就是每一个人他都是自己在上帝呢得耶稣呢得着那救恩和医治的，所以救恩是不是传下去的。
Okay. So, this brings me to this question, who are you serving?
这就是我们今天有这么一个问题的原因。
Remember, we only got two choices.
你记得我们只有两个选择。
You either serve Satan or you serve God.
你或者服侍撒旦，你或者服侍上帝。
So, we're born in the world serving Satan. That's the reason we have to be born again. So that we can serve God.
正是因为我们生在这个世界就是服侍撒旦，这就是为什么我们需要重生，以至于我们可以去服侍上帝。
The new birth is trusting Christ as your Savior, as your only hope for forgiveness of sins. And when you do that, you don't even feel it or you don't even know it, but you're taken out of your family, which is the family of Satan, and you're put into God's family as a child of God.
所以当我们信靠耶稣基督啊，我们接受他成为我们的救主的时候，虽然我们不知道，但其实我们已经有位置巨大的改变了，这就是重生。我们从撒旦的家呢被挪到了上帝的家。
See, I can tell you in one word what is the whole problem on earth today. You got a lot of problems on earth, but I can tell you in one word what the problem is.
那我可以告诉大家用一个词来说呢，今天这地上许多的麻烦，地上有很多的麻烦，很多的苦难。
Sin.
就是罪。源头就是罪。
It manifests itself in many ways.
它只是显明的样式很多是不一样的。
But it's one problem.
但是其实根子里都是一个问题，就是罪。
So, when we tell people that they need Jesus, we're not telling them that they need a better life, but we're telling them they need forgiveness of sins.
所以我们当告诉别人你需要耶稣基督的时候呢，并不是告诉他你需要一个更好的生命，更好的生活，而是告诉他他需要罪的救赎，需要罪的赦免。
Now most of us do need a better life. There's no doubt about that. We need a better life. But Jesus offers you more than that.
当然我们每个人都需要更好的生命，这是毫无疑问的。但是呢，耶稣提供给我们的是比这个更多更好的。
He offers you forgiveness of sins, peace with God, and life eternal.
他给我们是罪的救赎，与神的和好，以及永恒的生命。
See, there is a false gospel, that is preached today, and the false gospel says you trust Jesus and all of your problems go away.
那今天呢，有这么一种错误的福音呢，他会这么说，就是说你信靠耶稣呢，你的麻烦就都消失了。
You're going to, be financially secure, your family is going to be happy, everything is going to be good, red carpet is going to be rolled out.
那你的财务呢会变得更好，你的家庭关系会变得更好，你的眼前突然就出现了一个红地毯。
What happens to Christians in countries where they're put in prison and killed for their faith?
那这些又怎么样呢？就是那些在为了基督的名最后被丢在监狱里甚至死了的人呢？
Jesus never said that he is going to take all of the problems in your life away if you become a Christian.
耶稣从来没有这么说过，说当你成为基督徒呢，他就把你生命中的麻烦都拿走了。
But he said, I am going to forgive you of your sins and you are going to have peace with God.
但是他的确说过，我要赦免你的罪，你就与神和好。
And I'm going to be your shepherd and I'm going to be with you. And we're going through all the hard times together now, me and you.
然后他说呢，我要成为你的牧者，我要时刻与你同在，经历一切的风浪和波折，常与你同在。
It is very possible that after you become a Christian, you will have more troubles than you ever imagined.
甚至也是可以想象的，就当你成为这完全是可能的，就是当你成为基督徒以后，你会出现比以前更多的麻烦，甚至超过你想象的麻烦。
But you're going to be okay because Jesus lives in your heart.
但是你会感到非常的平安，因为耶稣住在你的心里。
And you can have peace in the middle of a storm when Jesus is in your heart.
当耶稣在你的心里的时候，在一些风浪当中呢，你依然有平安。
Your family may not understand it, or your friends may not understand it, but you are going to have the best life possible, even though you've got troubles on every hand, because now you belong to Jesus.
你的朋友、你的家人可能是不理解，但是，你会有一个特别平安的生命、生活。因为你在虽然你有很多的苦难，但是你里面有基督。
And Jesus belongs to you.
你属基督，基督也属你。
So in our study, choose who you want to serve. I'll ask you the question today: Are you choosing to stay in Satan's family, or would you like to choose to be in God's family and serve Him?
所以这就是我今天也想问 大家的问题，你是愿意选择待在撒旦的那个家庭呢，还是愿意选择待在神的家庭？
In these early verses in Joshua, God did everything for these people. He did it all.
在这前面的十三节里面呢，上帝告诉我们他做了所有的事为这些人。
And so Joshua says, choose who you're going to serve. I mean, that should not be a hard choice. That should be an easy choice.
所以这就是约书亚说，你们总该做一个选择，这不是很难的选择。
But do you know, for me to say that I choose to serve the Lord, I must say I choose not to serve myself.
但是你要知道，我说我选择服侍神呢，其实我就已经说了呢，我选择不服侍自己。
In 1963, I graduated from high school.
我在1963年呢，我高中毕业。
In Mississippi.
我在密西西比的高中毕业了。
And the Vietnam War was raging.
那个时候呢，越战正打得正酣的时候。
And the United States Army, had a draft. In other words, if you didn't join, they called your number. You had to go. There was no choice. It was a draft, they called it.
所以全国呢，当时的美国全国是有一个征兵的，就是这就不是义务自愿了，就是叫到你呢，那你就得去。
If you voluntarily enlisted in the army, then you could choose what branch of the military you wanted to go into.
如果你是自愿的去呢，你还有机会选你到底想去哪个部门，哪个分支。
If you did not voluntarily enlist, then they told you where to go. You had no choice.
如果你不是自愿的去征召应征呢，那你就被分配了，他让你去哪你就去哪。
I was 17 years old. I did not want to go to Vietnam to fight.
我17岁那个时候啊，我真的不想去越南打这个仗啊。
So I enlisted, I voluntarily enlisted into the Army National Guard.
那我就自愿去了这个国民卫队，国民自卫队。
In the Army National Guard, everybody has to go and take basic training.
那当时呢，每一个人都需要接受一个基础的训练。
It didn't matter if you were drafted or if you enlisted. It didn't matter. Everybody had to go through basic training for 6 months. Everybody.
不管你是自愿的还是被征的，每个人都要六个月要接受训练。
So, one day I got on a military bus.And we picked up other soldiers along the way, and they took me to an army post in Louisiana.
所以呢，有一天呢，我就上了那个车啊，就军队的车，然后我们一路去接了很多也是新征的兵啊。最终我们到了那个路易斯安那的一个兵营。
Or some say Louisiana.
Louisiana.
And.When I got off of that bus, I realized something I had never realized before.
当我那天下了车以后，我意识到我以前从来没想过的一些事。
I was in the army now.
我现在终于在军队里了。
I had on an army uniform. Everybody had on an army uniform. We were at a military post.And you didn't have to say, are you in the army? I knew I was in the army.
因为我发现呢，我在军装，我穿的军装，我身边人全穿的军装，我在一个兵营里，我就非常真实的感受，我就在军队里了。
And something else I realized that day, I had no rights. Nothing.
然后从那天呢，我就开始意识到我一点权利都没了。
It did not matter what I thought or what I said. It did not matter. I was under the authority of the military.
那不管我是怎么想的，我是怎么说的， 这个都不重要，我就是在军队的权柄之下了，这一个不管什么官我就在他下面。
I didn't even have to choose who I was going to serve. I had been conquered.
我甚至不没有办法选我要来服侍谁，其实我就已经被征服了，就是你指你去哪就去哪了。
I was not there very long until I realized I can have a horrible time and be very critical, or I can do the best I can, and in 6 months I'm going to be out of here, you know.
然后我知道我在那个时候有一个特别艰难的时候，就是也是非常关键的时候，我就盼望这六个月啊，我就过去了，我就出去了。
So I decided that the best thing I could do was to submit to those in authority over me and do what they asked me to do.
我觉得我当时最好的选择就是顺服那些官长的命令，他让我干啥我就干啥。
Okay. So that day I chose to serve the United States Army.
在那一天呢，我就选择去服侍军队啊，就是这是我的选择。
Yeah, once I made that choice, it was okay. Now I know what I got to do.
不管我是怎么样做的决定，但这个不重要。我知道那个时候我肯定得这么做。
Some of the other men in my company, they never chose to serve the army.
但是呢，在我的连里呢，有一些朋友他从来就没有自愿选择去做这个事。
They were very critical, and they would not obey, and life was very miserable for those people.
他们非常非常的这个，这不顺服，他总是喜欢指责挑刺儿，他们的生活那个时候特别的糟糕。
Now, in our study, it is very interesting to me that you could either choose to serve the enemy, or you could choose to serve God who loves you and offers you a new life. So it seems to be a very easy choice to make.
在我们今天的学习里听起来好像是一个非常容易的选择，你可以选择去服侍敌人撒旦，你可以选择服侍上帝。
But you do have to give up your rights when you do that. You are saying, God, you are the boss, you are in authority over me, and I'm going to willingly submit myself to you.
你要说呢，但是你总是需要放弃自己的权利，那你跟主说呢，你跟上帝说你是主人，你是我的权柄，我愿意服侍。
Now, if you were going to commit your life to another person on earth, you would have to trust that person so much that you could say to them, anything you ask me to do, I will do.
如果你要把你自己的生命交在地上的某一个人呢，你需要非常的了解他，非常的信靠他，以至于你说呢，你所说的一切事呢，我都愿意按着做。
Sometimes people get in trouble when another man who maybe is very successful, and that man says, you come to work for me, I'll take care of you.
很多人陷入麻烦是这么一个情形，就是很可能你碰到一个特别成功的人，他对你说呢，你到我这里来呢，我就能够帮助你。
I will pay all of your expenses to move to this new job.
然后我会帮你付一切的费用呢，来到我这里来工作。
I will give you a new house and a new car to work for me.
你为我工作，我就给你一个新的房子，一个新的车。
I will pay you 3 times the salary that you are making. I will take care of you.
我会付你现在3倍的工资，我一定会照看你。
A lot of people have trusted a man like that, only to find out they could not be trusted.
很多人就是信靠这样的应许的人呢，之后的结果就是发现他兑现不了，他做不到。
they found out the job wasn't what it was supposed to be.
这样的工作不是他一开始预想的那样。
And the salary, it's not what it was supposed to be.
那工资也不是他预先承诺的那样。
And I have to be separated from my wife and my children, and I didn't realize what this job was.
我也必须得跟我的妻子和孩子分开，我没想到工作会是这样。
And all of the promises that this man made me, he never kept his word, his promises.
那这个人所做的一切的应许呢，承诺呢，他都没有兑现。
If you're going to submit yourself to someone, you must really trust that person.
所以当你要把自己交在一个人手里，你总是要特别的信靠他。
There is nobody in the universe more trustworthy than Jesus Christ.
在这地上呢，在这宇宙里，没有任何一个人比耶稣基督更值得信靠。
And how do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
He died for me.
因为他为我死了。
He died for me.
他为我死。
You can't do any more than that.
你不能做比这更多的事了。
Okay. So choose. Choose. Who are you going to serve?
所以你总是要选你侍奉的是谁。
You're going to serve some other man?
侍奉其他的人
some other company, some other worldly pleasures,
或者其他的公司，其他地上的团体。
How about a God that will never leave you or forsake you?
那想一想，你要信靠的那个神，他从来没有遗弃你，不要你。
How about a God that says, "I will"Provide all of your needs, not your greeds, your needs.
神说我要供应你一切所需，是所需，不是一切你所所欲所想，所贪婪所想。
I will be your friend and I will be your savior.
我会成为你的朋友，成为你的救主。
I willtake you to heaven when you die and you can be with me forever and ever.
我会把你带到天堂，你会跟我永远的待在一起。
And whenever you have troubles and the storms of life are blowing, I'm going to be near you. I will carry you. I will protect you.
当你生命当中有一切风浪的时候，我会看顾你，我会陪伴你，因为我在乎你。
Choose, who will you serve? It doesn't seem like a very hard choice to me.
所以这就是我们要做一个选择的原因。
Okay. Okay, so in verse 15, Joshua asked them to choose, and then we found out that the people did choose to serve the Lord. We can't go over everything we've gone over before, butIn verses 16 through 18, the people did say they wanted to serve the Lord too.
15节，约书亚在这里要他们做一个选择。16到18节，这些以色列人呢，说他们真的做了一个选择。
And in verse 21 and 22, the people said, "We'll serve the Lord." And Joshua said, "Well, if you're going to serve the Lord,if you're going to serve the Lord, can we write that down? Is that your testimony? You're going to serve the Lord? And they said, yes, we'll be a witness against ourselves.
百姓回答约书亚说，不然我们定要侍奉耶和华。约书亚对百姓说，那你们选吧，要侍奉他，你们自己做见证。所以他们，你们是不是愿意写下来呢？是不是自己愿意做这个见证呢？
So let me tell you how that would work if we were going to do it today.
我们今天看看是怎么做的，这个演示一下。
So, this is the way it would work. We take a piece of paper.
那我们拿一张纸。
Okay. And I'll start right here with Brenda. And Brenda's going to write her name on there. And she's going to say what she chooses. Whether to choose the Lord or to choose to stay not choosing the Lord.Satan's family, God's family. And then Lucia will go right around, and Sherry, and Jason, and Lydia. Ling Mei, sorry. And so all we do is you write your name and then you say what your choice is. That's what they were doing.
对，这就是像啊，今天假设我们拿一张纸，偷偷传下去，每个人都写，我的名字，我要侍奉谁？这就是当时的以色列人，那个约书亚告诉他们要去做的。那你们既然选了呢，那你就做见证，你就写下来吧。
嗯 ，So, we're not going to do this. Relax. we're not going to do this. I'm not going to embarrass you. But this is the point.
这就是这个点了。对，这不是我们今天要去做的事，但是我想告诉大家，在当时的以色列人里面
，This is what I want you to get this in your head. If the paper was passed around, what would you write on the paper? And then everybody read that, and then we would say, "Oh, they chose, and so." Next week, I would say, oh, but you chose. Why are you not living for Jesus today? See? This is their testimony, and everybody knows what they chose.
所以，正是因为当时约书亚告诉大家你们要自己做见证，就等于每一个人都在当众都告诉了别人他是愿意选择耶和华的。所以那这样的见证呢其实是在公众，在每一个这个，你可以想象，就像我们今天拿一张纸，每个人都看见了，是一个道理。
I heard a story. My youngest son told me this story. You may have heard this story too.
我告诉你们一个故事，就我的小儿子告诉我的故事。
I believe it was in a communist country. It may have been Russia. What I'm thinking about.
可能是在一个共产党的国家，可能是俄罗斯吧。
Okay, that there was a meeting. It was sort of a secret meeting of Christians.
这有一个比较秘密的呢，基督徒的聚会。
And soldiers came in to that meeting and started to arresting everybody in the meeting because it was illegal.
那士兵进来了，开始要逮捕人，因为这个聚会是非法的。
And so the soldiers said, "Before we put everybody in jail, if you are a real Christian, stand up."
然后他说，在我们把每个人带走之前呢，如果你是个真的基督徒，你站起来。
Yeah. Well, a few stood up, but. Most decided if I didn't stand up, they could leave. They could go out the door and escape.
那不是所有人啊，就是只有一部分人站起来，因为剩下的人知道呢，他不站起来，他就可以走了。
And so they repeated the warning again. If you don't believe in Jesus, you can go. But if you do, you must stand up.
然后他说，那两个几个士兵说，那你们如果不是信靠耶稣呢，你们就可以现在走了。但如果你是呢，你最好现在站起来。
And so after the last person left, they locked the doors.
然后呢，等到最后一个人走了以后呢，他们就把门锁上了。
And the soldiers said, "Now we know you are the real Christians, and we too want to become a Christian."
然后那个。那几个士兵说呢，我现在知道你们是真的基督徒，那我的想法呢是我也想成为基督徒。
So the question, would you stand up?
那这里的问题就是你会站起来吗？
They didn't know.They could have been killed.
Yeah.
他们不知道哎，可能会被杀的话。
When I was first a Christian, I went with an organization called Campus Crusade for Christ.
那我刚信主的时候，我去了一个营会啊，叫做Crusade
for Christ. Countless crusades.
Crusade 好像十字军的意思。For Christ,
yeah.
为了基督。
Yeah.
它是一个名字吧，营会的名字。
It was an organization that preached the gospel on, high school and college and university campuses.
啊，它这个这个营会是为了那个年轻人，就是高中生啊这些服侍的。大学生。
The headquarters, for that organization was in San Bernardino, California.
它是在 Bernardino, San Bernardino, 在加利福尼亚的一个地方。
And I was there for, 7 months, I think.
我在那待了七个月。
One of the things that we did when I was there is that we pretended It was just pretend. We pretended to have an underground church meeting.
那有一件事我们在那做的呢，就是我们假装啊，假装我们有一个地下的聚会。
So to make it as real as possible, we told that it was going to be after midnight on a certain night that we had to go to a certain location. Only one person at a time, no groups of people traveling together.
为了让这个变得很真实呢，我们是在告诉大家呢，在午夜呢，会有一个人会被带到一个地方去。那不是每一个人不是有人陪着你去的，就一个人被带去。
None of us had ever been to that location before. When I got there, under darkness, I found out that it was an old warehouse. There was nobody living there.
没有人去过那个地方。Vacant warehouse. 没有人去过那个地方。当我被带到那里的时候，发现其实是个被废弃的工厂，非常仓库，被废弃的仓库。
And, so there was one small door, at the side of the warehouse, and we knocked on the door, and quietly we knocked, and we were allowed to come in to that meeting.
那我们来到那里呢，就敲了一敲那个这个仓库边上有个小门，我敲敲那个小门呢，然后我们就很安静的被带进去，那里面有一个聚会。
There might have been, I can't remember, 10, 15 people maybe all at different times showed up and came in to that warehouse.
那大概有10到15个人也都是这么被悄悄地带进来。
We were not allowed to bring a Bible with us. We had no Bibles.
我们不被允许带圣经带到那里去。
We were not allowed to bring any instrument like a guitar or something because we were not allowed to sing. We could have no singing.
我们也不能被允许带任何的乐器，比如说那个吉他。因为不被允许来唱诗。
We were not allowed to bring any identification with us.
也不能带任何的 ID 啊，就是这个身份证明。
ID, yeah. So once we all got in there, we were expecting that our leader, who organized this mock underground church, that we were expecting our leader to be there, but we waited and waited, he never came.
我们来的时候呢，我们预期呢，我们的这个领导人就是那个组织者啊，会在那里。我们一直等啊等，他没来。
So after an hour or so, we did not know what to do.
大概待了一个小时，我们都不知道在那干嘛。
We had come there thinking that we were going to have some kind of, secret church meeting.
那我们来呢，是我们认为我们要有一个秘密的这个教会聚会在那。
What do you do in a secret church meeting?
在一个秘密的教会聚会，你们做什么？
None of us were in charge of anything.
我们没有任何人是掌管任何事情的。
We had no Bibles.
我们甚至没有圣经。
We had no song books.
也没有诗歌本。
We were sitting in a dark warehouse with a little flashlight. Oh, yeah, a little torch.
我们只有一个小手电筒啊，在一个很黑暗的这个仓库里。
We felt really uncomfortable.
我们感觉非常不舒服。
So I guess we thought maybe we should try to quote a Bible verse. If somebody has memorized a Bible verse, maybe we should try to, we don't have a Bible, but maybe we should try to quote a Bible verse.
那我就提议呢，我说我们应该要不就读一段圣经啊，所以有人肯定记得住的，一段圣经，我们总归拿一段圣经来读一下。
Most of us were very embarrassed that we did not know hardly any Bible verses.
那我们当时也感到很窘迫，很尴尬，因为我们都记不住圣经。
I think maybe we might have known John 3:16.
我说呢，大概我们应该能记得住约翰福音三章十六节。
How many times can you say John 3:16? You know, like
可能会讲很多次的约翰福音三章十六节。
And then without any warning, knock on the door of that warehouse really loud.
然后没有任何预警的时候呢，就门外就那个敲门声很响啊，有人在敲门。
We did not know who was at that door.
我们不知道谁在那里。
But it was the police.
是警察。
And the police came in, and they said that they had gotten a tip that there was a satanic church.That was meeting in this old warehouse, and they accused us of being a cult or some satanic organization.
所以他们接到一个举报，说有这种类似也像邪教吧，就是像那个这种非法的这个宗教组织在这边聚会啊。
So we.Quickly, all tried to say, "Oh no, we're Christians. We're Christians." So, what are you doing in this dark warehouse at night?
然后我们赶紧解释，我们是基督徒啊。然后警察说，那你们在这黑黑的这个仓库里干些什么事情？
Where is your leader? Where is your pastor?
然后他说，你们的牧师在哪啊？你们的这个负责的是
谁？ Where are your Bibles if you are Christian?
你们的圣经呢？你不说是基督徒吗？圣经呢？
I will never forget that night.
我永远不会忘记那一天晚上。
It was very challenging.To try to feel what some people in the world might be feeling when they don't have the privileges that and freedoms that we have.
所以他不会忘记那天晚上，就是他一直在感受这个在这地上会有的这种情形，就是你没有这自由了，没有那个失去这个自由，没有。没失去那敬拜的自由，失去那特权了，那个感受。
I don't know how long we will have the freedom that we have today. I don't know how long.
我们也不知道我们今天还有这样的敬拜主的自由还会有多久啊。
But will you stand up for Jesus when you have to?
那你会不会？为耶稣站起来，当你需要的时候。
These people said, "We will stand up for Jesus." That's what they said.
这些人说呢，我们要站起来，这是他们说的。
Look at verse 23.
你看二十三节。
Verse 23 says.Now therefore put away the strange gods which are among you and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel.
你们现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。
So Joshua said if you really choose to serve the Lord, you're going to have to get rid of some things in your life, because there are things in your life that are keeping you from serving the Lord.
那约书亚说呢，你们真要侍奉神呢，那你要把你生命当中的偶像去掉啊，因为它会阻拦你到神那里去。
So I have to ask myself the question, and I have to ask you the question, is there anything in my life, or is there anything in your life that's keeping you from serving the Lord?
我要问自己，也问大家一个问题，就是在我的生命当中，在你的生命当中，有没有拦阻你到神那边去的事情？
Put it away.
就把它除去。
Put it away.
把它除去。
Deal with it.
来对付他，除掉他。
I knew a man who became a Christian, and after he became a Christian, he told me, he said, I had some books at my house that I had to get rid of now, because I've become a Christian. I had some books I had to get rid of.
那我认识一个人，他得救信主了，他成为基督徒之后，他就跟我说：“他说我家里还有一点书，我要去除掉它。”
He said I had a big barrel, a 55-gallon drum like oil comes in, and I filled that up with books, and I poured fuel on it, and I burned all the books.
他说我拿了一个大桶，是装那个油的那种大桶，我把那些书丢在了桶里，我把那里面倒上油，把它给烧了。
And after those books burned, I went and got the other books and I put them in the barrel and I burned them.
然后呢，这些烧完以后，我又拿了一批书又进去，又让它给烧了。
You know what kind of books they were?
你猜是什么样的书呢？
Pornographic books.
这个黄色的书籍。
Mm-hmm. If we have anything in our houses or in our hearts that is wrong, that is sinful, you've got to get rid of it to serve the Lord.
如果我们在里面有任何的这个偶像，有任何的东西，它是不对的，它是罪的，我们总是要让自己远离它。
For those of you who were here earlier, remember I talked about the Cree Indians in Moose Factory.
在上一次在这里的
James Bay.
对，我们都知道，我们讲过一个这个印第安部落叫 Cree Indian， 然后他们在那个James 的那个 Bay， 就是那个海湾的一个岛上住着一群印第安人。
One of our friends who was a Cree.Who were Cree Indians and they were Christians, they visited our home one time. They came to our home.
那这个部落的有一个人呢，是我们的朋友，他有一天来拜访我们。
And we had a picture, some artwork hanging on the wall in our home.
那我们在家里呢，会挂了一些这个艺术品啊，挂在墙上。
And when they came in and they saw that artwork, they were shocked.
当他们来呢，他看见这些艺术品的时候，他们非常的震惊。
Because they knew that that artwork was, what would you call it?
Spirit worship,
not God worship.
Indian religion.
因为这些东西在他们印第安的部落里呢，就是他们的那个宗教的那个拜的东西。
See, that had been given to us by some other people, and we didn't know what it was. It just looked like squirrely things, wings or something. We didn't know what it was.
只是我们的一些朋友送给我们的，我们甚至不知道这是什么，就是看见它上面画了一些东西，反正像风一样的什么东西。Yeah.
But the Christian right away.They knew that was Indian religion, spirit worship, and we got rid of that right away. We did not want that in our home.
然后呢，但这个朋友是个基督徒了，他是从印第安部落里出来的，所以他知道这就是 一个偶像，就是他们的偶像，所以他们很快就把这个东西除掉了。
Yeah. So, I know some people have, when they became Christians, they had, I don't even know, Ouija boards, you know what that is? Occult worship things, horoscopes. These are new things. I don't know how to.
占星好像是占星，对。
Yeah.
Fortune teller, right?
Yeah, yeah. Fortune tellers, things, books, things like that. Get rid of that. Get rid. It is no good. It is not God's way. You know.
对，就占星、算命这些东西。对。
Yeah.
除掉这些。
Mm-hmm. See, that's what verse 23 means. Get rid of strange gods. This is not maybe just an idol standing in your corner, but this is things in your life that are going to draw you away from the Lord.
这不单单就是一个在那里有形的偶像，这是你会让你远离神的里面的那个心呢。
Okay, verse 24. So the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice will we obey.
百姓回答约书亚说，我们必侍奉耶和华我们的神，听从他的话。
Now, I'm not sure how your translation is going to work on this, but let me call your attention to the word serve. One more time. You see it in verse 24?
Who, 对，你看24节里,
we will serve,
那个,
his,
侍奉那个词, 侍奉。
And verse 22?
22节呢?
We serve him.
也是侍奉。
Okay. And verse 21?
21节。
Serve. Verse 20?
20节。都有侍奉。
Serve. Verse 19? Verse 18, now here's my point. All the way back to verse 14, from verse 14 to verse 24, that word appears 15 times.
从14节到
14 times.
14节到24节呢，侍奉这个词出现了14次。
Over and over and over
一遍
and over. God wants, he's driving the point home. Joshua is saying, who are you going to serve? Who are you going to serve?
约书亚说,
I'm going to serve.
你要侍奉谁?
Who are you going to serve? And over and over and over. And then the people say, we're going to serve. We're going to serve. Joshua said, if you're going to serve, get rid of the strange gods.
约书亚说, 如果你要侍奉的, 那你就远离那个假神。
So the people said two things. We will serve the Lord and his voice will we obey.
所以耶稣在这个百姓在这里说，我们要侍奉我们的神，听从他的话。
Are you familiar with a Christian hymn called Trust and Obey?
你们听没听过一首圣诗的名字叫信靠顺服。
To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Well, there's no other way. The hymn writer had it right. The only way.
这是唯一的道路。
Trust and obey.
就是信靠顺服。
So, what does it mean to serve? Means I place myself under another person. Okay? I'm subject to another person. I'm willing to serve, work for that person.
那侍奉的意思呢，就是我要把自己放在另外的一个人下，我愿意在他的权柄之下。
Well, I think we gave you on your little outline here, you remember this, serve, to be subject to a conqueror.
这个小单章的下面解释这个 serve, 侍奉这个词，就是把自己交给在一个主人，一个征服者手里。
So, what does it mean? To
obey his voice.
听从他的话是什么意思？
You do what he says.
他说什么你就去做。
Do what he says. When I was in the army, when I was in the military, the sergeant said to me, go get this. I go, I'm gone. I'm out of here. Like, woo, I'm going to get that right away.
如果我在军队的时候呢，这个官长跟我说去拿这样东西，我赶紧去了，我很听话。
Yes, 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 yes. You don't say why. You don't say why.
你不会说为什么？你为什么要拿这个东西？你不会这么说。
You don't say, well, can I do that tomorrow? I don't want to do that today.
你不会说呢，我明天做行不行？我今天不想做。
So, his voice will we obey.
所以呢，我们顺服听从他的话，就是这个意思。
Whenever you read the word of God, do you want to obey it? Or do you want to ask why do I have to obey?
所以当你听到神的话的时候呢，你是愿意听从按照他的话去做呢，还是想问你为什么要这么做？
Remember, a servant has no rights.
你记得一个仆人他其实是没有这样的权。
Your only right is to obey his voice. That's your right.
你唯一的权利其实就是顺服他的话。
Okay, all right. So they said, okay, we're going to do it. Then in verse 25 to 27, Joshua does something very unique, very different. Verse 25.
25到27节，约书亚做了很多很特别的事。
Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and he set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem.
当日约书亚就百姓立约，在事件与他们 立定律例典章。
Verse 26, and Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord.
约书亚将这些话都写在神的律法书上，又将一块大石头立在耶稣橡树下耶和华的圣所旁边。
And Joshua said unto all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest you deny your God.
约书亚对百姓说，看哪，这石头可以向我们做见证，因为是听见了耶和华所吩咐我们的一切话，倘或你们背弃你们的神，这石头就可以向你们做见证。
Okay, so Joshua says, do you mean it? And they say, we mean it. And Joshua says, okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this big stone. I'm going to place it here under this oak tree.It's on the pathway going to the sanctuary.
那我现在呢，我要做这个事情，我要把这个石头呢作为见证，我要在上面写这个律例典章。
Now the sanctuary in Shechem was a place where they went to worship.
就是在事件的那个橡树是他们在那边立约的地方。
And Joshua puts this stone under this oak tree, and every time they walked past that along that pathway, they saw that stone over there.
因为他们每次呢经过那个地方的时候，他们就会看见那个石头就在那里。
And none of them had to ask the question, I wonder what.Why is that stone there? I didn't see that stone before.
不会有人这么说，哎，我以前没见过那个石头，为什么那块石头会在那里？
They all knew why that stone was there.
他们都知道为什么那里有一块这样的石头。
That stone is a reminder to them of all that they promised to God that day.
这块石头就是对他们的一个提醒，提醒什么呢？他们在那一天对神做的应许承诺。
Did you ever go to Anvil Island? Anybody ever go to Anvil Island? Just not very far off the coast here. You've been there? Yeah, you've been. Oh, good, good.
Anvil Island, 离这不远的地方。
Yeah.
一个岛。
I was over there many years ago at a weekend retreat for young people.
我很多年以前到那边参加过一个周末的
I think it was high school, I believe. High school young people.
为这个高中生的青年聚会。
And I was preaching on this passage about making a choice who you're going to serve.
那我也是讲这一段呢，讲到你该做一个选择，你。And there
was a building there, they call it their chapel building, and that's where we had all of the meetings.
那里有一座建筑，其实就是我们聚会的地方，就是教会了。So
before the last meeting, I said, "Any strong men here? Strong men."
那我在。 最后一个聚会之前呢，我说呢，这里有没有比较强壮的人呢？
All boys in high school think they are strong men, you know, big men.
因为每一个高中的男孩都觉得自己是那个最强壮的。
I said, I need volunteers, I need some strong men. They all wanted to come, all of them.
然后我说我需要一些志愿者，我需要一些强壮的人，那都上来。
And I said, I have a job for you.
我说我有一个工作给你们做。
You see that big rock over there?
你看见那里有块大石头吗？
I need that rock moved.
我说我要把那块石头挪开。
And I need that rock moved over here.
我说我把那块石头挪到这里来。
And I want you to put that rock by the stairs that were coming out of the chapel building, put that rock right there by the pathway. Big rock.
一个大石头呢，就摆在这个教会那个楼梯经过下去的经过那个路上路当中。
I thought it would take a bulldozer to move that rock. It was so big. But these young men were strong, you know. I don't know how they did it. They dug it, they rolled it, they pushed it. I don't know. Finally, they got it over here.
这些年轻人，我不知道他们怎么做的，他们反正挖也拉也拖，反正总之就最后把它挪过去了。
So anyhow, they all came in, just the guys came in, and so I'm preaching and preaching about putting the stone under the tree, you know.
然后呢，我就在那讲这个道，就说把这个石头放在橡树下这个道。
And I said, and that stone is going to be a witness, and when you see that stone, you will remember who you chose to serve today.
我就告诉大家呢，你。 就像这块石头你们以后永远会记得，那块石头大家当时都记得，因为在那块石头那里，每个人选择我要选择。
And so, at the end of the meeting, I said, when you go out of the building today and you go down the steps along the pathway, there's going to be a big stone there. Because it wasn't there before.
我说呢，今天呢，你们听完这个道呢，出这个教会，下了楼梯，在那个路旁呢，你就会看见有一块大石头，原来是不在那里的。And
this stone is going to remind you of the decisions that you made today.
这块石头会提醒你，你今天做的那个决定。
The first session we had. I told you that in November of 1983, I put a stone under an oak tree for myself.
那我在第一次课的时候跟大家交流，就是我在1983年的11月呢，我为我自己也在树底下放了一块石头。Yeah.
It wasn't a real stone. But I wrote in my Bible, right here, November 13th, 1983, I choose to serve the Lord, and I initialed it.
那我不是一块真的石头, 我在我的这一页，就在这一节经文的顶上，我在1983年的11月的13号呢，我写了这样的一句话，我做了这个决定，然后我签了自己的名字。
So my question to you today is, have you symbolically put a stone under an oak by the path?
那我的给大家的问题就是，你们有没有也有一个这样的象征性的石头给自己，在你的路上？
I know some people, they go out into the forest and they take their knife.And they cut it into a tree. Maybe they often walk that way. And they made a marker. Today is the day that I did this. You know. What did she say? I know it's going to be funny.
Yeah, I translate first. 就是他说呢，我们就像有些人喜欢拿那个刀呢，在那个树上会刻。也许他经常会路过这里。他说这个是我今天要。写下来的，就是我要给自己提醒。Yeah, she means that a lot of people, maybe in Chinese people, they like to write down a
rock.
Yeah, rock and
that's right. I know. Canadians do that, and Americans do that too. Yeah, yeah. But seriously speaking, every time I turn to this page, I see that right there.And I see, it's a reminder of me. You need to put a marker in your life.
他说每一次呢，我又读到这一页的时候呢，就会提醒我。
You need to put a marker in your
life.
Do you have a marker? Is there a time that you trusted the Lord? Or is there a time when you said, this is real, I really want to choose to serve the Lord Jesus?
是你是不是给自己有这么样的一个标志，或者是在你接受他成为救主，你相信他，或者说你说我要把自己全然奉献给他，我要侍奉他，这样的一个时刻，你说这是真的，我愿意，我把它写下来。
Can you imagine years and years later that these people were going to the sanctuary and they're walking along the path and they go, "There's the stone."I remember that day.
你可以想一想，很多年以后呢，每个人当他们去路过这块石头的时候，他说：“哎，那块石头我知道，我记得那一天。”就这样的情形。
But there's another thought. We're going to flip this around. There's another thought.
那还有一个想法呢，我们把这个颠倒过来。
The stone heard all that they promised.The stone heard it.
石头也听见了他们所有的。
You say, well, how could the stone possibly hear anything?
你说这怎么可能呢？石头怎么能听见什么事情呢？
Because that stone symbolically represents Jesus Christ.
因为呢，这块石头在象征意义上呢，它就预表着耶稣基督。
He is even called.The chief cornerstone in the New Testament.
在新约里，他就被称为那房角的头块石，房角石。
He is the foundation on which our lives are built.
他是那个基础，我们生命的建造的基础，一个房子建造的基础。
And I can assure you that any decision that you ever make about Jesus, He heard it.And he remembers it.
我要告诉你们，就是你任何关于耶稣所做的决定呢，他都听见了，他也记得了。
Yeah. In verse 27, Joshua said to the people, "This stone shall be a witness unto us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall therefore."Be a witness unto you, lest you deny your Lord God.
27节，他刚才读的前后都是27节。
Okay, the last verse, and we'll be through. Verse 28.
28节。
So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance.
约书亚打发百姓各归自己的地业去了。
So I'm about to let you depart.
我也要打发大家回到自己的地方去了。
And you know where all of those people went that day? He said he let them go to their inheritance. Do you know where all the people went that day?
你猜那天他打发大家归到自己的地业是去到哪呢？
They went to serve their God.
他们去服侍神了，去侍奉神。
They all had an inheritance because they were Jews and God had promised them the land. And so they all had a portion of that land. But when he let them go, the context is they went to serve their God.
他们每一个人都有自己的地，因为他们是神的子民，都分了他们的迦南地的地。但是呢，这里的上下文你看见的，当约书亚让他们走的时候呢，他们最终都去侍奉神。
Now, so far we have made direct application, to this whole story. Even though we're not Jews, we have made direct application to the whole story.
那我们今天呢，因为我们不是犹太人啊，所以我们没有一个最直接的应用在这个故事上。
Okay. But in verse 29, I am not going to make direct application.
在二十九节我也不再做一个直接的应用了。
Okay. So when I let you go, I hope I'm not going to die. Okay.
这意味着呢，我让大家走了以后，我也不是110岁就死了。我让大家走了，我就死了。
If I do, I do. But anyhow, all right. It's been so nice.And next Tuesday, we must start a new series. We have finished this series, so we'll hope that the Lord will give us a new series.
下一周我会开始一个新的系列啊，我们这个系列今天就讲完了。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
就像这本这旧约里面的以色列人，是不是以前他们就是不受洗的，就是也是要成为基督徒的话，就用石头做见证。后来就是才有受洗之说的。
OK， 我们要不先祷告，因为时间原因，可能有些人要先走，然后完了我们再回答你。Yeah, I said we pray
for question after. Okay, I got it. Okay, Father, we want to thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为您的圣子耶稣基督。
And we're going to ask you to go with these people as they leave today.
主啊，也求您与他们同在，当他们离开的时候，今天。
Each one to their own family and to their own jobs and responsibilities.
每一个人会回到自己的家庭，回到自己的工作，自己的地上的责任上去。
We pray that they will go and serve their God.
我们的祷告是他们能去。去侍奉神。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.